tens of thousands of people are in New Orleans this week for the city's big Jazz and Heritage Festival. It's held over two weekends and attracts some of the biggest names in music. But tonight, in between the Jazz Fest weekends, a different kind of music event is featuring performers from the past. Eve Tro reports from New Orleans on the Ponderosa Stomp and its unlikely promoter.
If you think of New Orleans' many music festivals as a family, the Ponderosa Stomp is the black sheep. It's a one-night, all-night throwdown with more than three dozen musicians. This year's show is at the House of Blues, but in the past it's been at dive bars and bowling alleys. The lineup reads like an encyclopedia of superheroes for pop music geeks.
Hey,
That's Dale Hawkins at the Ponderosa Stomp 2 years ago. He wrote Susie Q in 1957, a decade before Creedence Clearwater Revival covered it. On stage, Hawkins was joined by Elvis's guitar player, James Burton.
You know, people think they're venturing into the land of the dinosaurs, but it's a completely different thing. We want to show you the edge and the punk and rebellion that rock and roll is supposed to be.
Ira Padnos founded the Stomp. He's booked everyone from electric guitar legend Link Wray to blues preacher Gatemouth Moore to the free jazz Sun Ra Orchestra. At home, his walls are lined with shelves of rare 45s, 78s, and LPs.
Let's go back to my office room. Hey, how are you?
Music is a passion he even takes to work.
This is the anesthesia workroom.
What are we looking at here?
This is the new and improved record player that I keep at work. It's the vintage-looking TAC turntable.
Padnos is an anesthesiologist at Louisiana State University Medical Center. His infectious love of music makes a tough job a little easier, says nurse Kelly Nuckley.
He gives us little sample CDs, and we listen to music while we're working. He has a LP player. And at night you can hear it coming from under the door.
Most of the musicians Padnos has befriended know him as Dr. Ike, and he's even put some of them under for surgery. Many of the artists he books for the Stomp first came together at his wedding.
I wanted to make our wedding a fun wedding. Next thing I know, I had about 16 acts lined up at my wedding. It started at 5 in the afternoon and went till 5 in the morning. I didn't realize I was going to be stage managing my whole wedding, but it was pretty fun.
It's since become his mission to get these performers on stage. He doesn't just want to listen to their records. He wants to see his heroes play live to as many people as possible. So in addition to working 60-plus hours a week at the hospital, Dr. Ike spends his free time on the phone, booking the acts, travel, and lodging for the Stomp. When he finally has the set list together, he drives 2 hours to Lafayette to deliver a CD of all the songs to his house guitarist, Paul Lil Buck Senegal. When Padnos pulls up, Senegal is sitting on a riding lawnmower and nursing a beer. He's just finished one of his jobs, cutting the grass at a cemetery across the street. Lil Buck finishes a smoke and goes into his living room to practice. He warms up with a regional hit he had in 1969 called Monkey in a Sack. Copies of the original 45 sell for up to $800 on eBay. Ira Padnos has a copy.
Lil Buck makes a great house band because he has a great feel for the music. He knows what to play, when to play. He doesn't overplay it, just right there.
That's what he called me, the secret weapon.
Senegal was touring and playing around Louisiana before Padnos tapped him for the Ponderosa Stomp. But he wasn't always playing his own music, more covers and pop standards.
Since Doc started the Ponderosa Stomp, it gave me a new life too. You know, it brought me back to the old time again.
Senegal's not the only one whose career has been refreshed thanks to the Stomp. Beaumont, Texas singer and guitar player Barbara Lynn was called the Empress of Gulf Coast Soul when she had a string of national R&B hits in the 1960s.
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing.
Dr. Ike tracked Lynn down a few years ago. She'd moved back to Texas from California after her husband died. Lynn was looking to start performing again. Padnos signed her up for the Stomp, and that's led to gigs far beyond New Orleans.
People from Europe has contacted me, and I've played New York, and I hadn't played there in years. And thanks to one of our friends that saw me perform, Then I played again at South by Southwest. That was for Ira also.
Barbara Lynn says the stomp's been a real morale booster. It had been years since she played for a crowd that knew her old hits. And Ira Padno says that's the point, putting long-overlooked musicians back up on stage where they belong. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.
I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. 'Cause if you should lose...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.